possum, eh? Isn't that incredible? Very nice. You like that, Susanna? You better. You're not welcome here if you don't like it. Actually, you left. What's wrong with you, Susanna? Can't even stay around for a minute? Just wanted to talk about her gay friends. That's what they do. They don't care. These gay guys don't care about the effects of the digital era and everything else that's going on. They just want to get certified so they get insurance, life insurance, and some kind of financial stability. Boy, how creepy is that? And if they found out about what Hillary does, they probably still wouldn't care. Well, she makes everybody equal.
They're fighting for family values.
Yeah, that's the flip under electric conditions. Yeah. Everything is the opposite. You got gays who can't have families in the normal sense or the old sense. They're for family values.
Yeah.
And you've got what? You've got the family, the Christian families, for rampant capitalism that destroys families. So everybody's working for their opposite side. The East, as Finnegan's Wake said, the East goes West and the West goes East. The North goes South, the South goes North. That's the flip points when you bring in the electric environment. Okay, anybody got anything else to say?
Hi, Bob.
Eliza, we suggest Eliza
it's
say
Sean.
Nothing. It's too painful listening to her cold.
There's Sean.
Yeah, I know, but I'm dealing with Eliza. Please don't speak, Eliza. I hate people who have thick mucus colds. It's
what are
very
you talking about?
No,
you had a cold, too. Stop it.
Oh, I pull it off. I have the silken ribbon of concepts and higher ideals and ideas and eloquence and all that. You know, I ain't stubborn around looking for words. That overrides. As a matter of fact, I don't sound like I have a cold when I'm on the air.
Piercing. You sounded congested a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but if it was bad, I wouldn't have done it. I don't want to ruin my image. I assessed that I didn't sound that bad, so I was getting away with it. So I'm sorry your standards aren't as low as mine. Someone else just clicked off. They're leaving in droves. Everybody's leaving. You're missing out.
Another iron recording.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Paris. Oh, wow. We're going to hear some even better descriptions of what went on in the castles. Better than what we've heard so far, even though it's been good so far.
Where's
I don't know. Is that... she's supposed to come in on Skype. Her Skype's working, I think. But who knows? I haven't talked to her in a few days. If she wasn't coming in Skype, I would have phoned her, but... We'll, if she doesn't phone in tomorrow or doesn't see me there, I'll call and see what's going on. But she also has to work this weekend, so maybe she's sleeping. Okay, so where are we at? Is that enough background to what we're going to play? Nobody has... I mean, we could go into more detail with Suzanne about these her social... Yeah, what's up with that, Suzanne? He started a topic and leave us hanging. Okay, well... you have nothing to say, Greg?
No, I'm good, Bob. I'm just listening. It's
Are you going to vote?
I'm not registered.
Oh, you don't do that. You haven't done it a long time?
No, my theory has always been people who vote can't complain, and people who don't vote get to complain about the politicians, and everybody thinks it's the opposite. I'm saying, well, no, you voted them in, so you can't complain.
Right.
I don't vote, so I'm going
to
bitch.
Well, that's a thin... Most people say, if you didn't vote, you don't have a right to complain. You didn't participate.
Exactly, so, but they're all wrong, and I'm right. I'm right. I'm choosing the Bob moment here. They're all wrong, and I am right.
I'm not like that. I certainly am not arbitrarily saying I'm right. I just am right because of my depth of perception, aided by ION, which brings me to have a question, Greg. So... You don't vote. What else? If you don't vote, did you ever vote in the States?
No, never have. Never been registered.
You don't want to. Oh, that was my question. If you register to vote, doesn't that make you more vulnerable to jury duty?
I was just going to go there, and that's absolutely correct. You get picked for jury duty, and
oh darn!
Yeah, I think I would probably pull the Arlo Guthrie move and just go, hang the fucking bastard, just hang the bastard as I walked into the room, you know, like, ah, you're disqualified, go home, hang the bastard,
yeah.
Ah, kill the
yeah,
bastard.
I'd add a few McLuhan stuff in, too.
Exactly.
Wait, I'd say, how could we charge anybody with McLuhan said, nobody's guilty. If everybody's connected to everybody simulacrum, discarded, interconnected, all in the global membrane, then there's no separation. So McLuhan said everybody's responsible for everything. So there's no particular guilty individual. Everybody helped create the electric environment.
That's
everybody's
right.
keeping
yep.
it going,
yep.
so we're all guilty. I'll
it's
say
all
that.
Collusion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just
what
say,
you
nope,
say
I hate Jews, WAPs, Polacks, honkies, mixed Catholics, everything, Chinese, you name it. I can't stand them
yeah.
all. They're all guilty. Get them out of the country.
And then I would end it off by saying, I do like black lesbians since I happen to be one. Don't look at me. What? You're a black lesbian? Yep. You're trying to put us on? Oh, no, I'm just trying to take you off. I'm doing a takeoff on you guys, not a put on.
So are you guys going
okay,
to register to vote?
No.
You're not going to register. No, of course.
I'm not going for jury duty. Eliza
oh,
just realized, as late immigrant, she did, oh, shit. You got that,
yes,
Eliza?
I
you fucking,
just,
you're going to jury duty. You didn't know that, did
I
you?
I didn't know that. No.
I you can cancel your registration.
How do I cancel my registration?
You go over there on Monday and you say you're outraged at the terrible debates and the quality of election and you do not even want to be an American anymore. So please take me off the rolls. And sneeze on them while you're doing it. So Sean's here to talk about her young ones. Is that right, Sean?
All right.
Hi, Bob. No, I was just going to talk about this whole propaganda and how they use the propaganda to expose the propaganda, and it's just to the point where you don't want to watch things anymore.
Right. They use the propaganda, expose the propaganda, to reinforce the propaganda. It's a poster.
Yeah.
You just have to realize the Android meme ain't talking to you. That's how you sum it up. It ain't talking to me. You know, and you don't have to be involved.
Oh, yeah. 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 There's this one called Hypernormalization that I wanted to watch tonight. And then it wouldn't let me watch because I don't have a TV license.
What, you
and
need
then
that
I just,
to watch TV? What are you talking
yes.
about?
It came up, it's on BBC iPlayer. So I went on
yeah.
the iPlayer and it says, in order to watch this, you have to have a TV license. Do you have a TV license? And I just, no.
You didn't know. Do you know what they are? How do you get one?
Well, you've got to just pay. I also got a letter through, delivered, By the caravan, no post gets delivered to your caravan, and a postman this week knocked on the door with a letter to the legal occupier, and I opened it, and that said, we're going to come by and knock for a TV license, and you better have a license.
What? Why are they
so
coming by?
That's quite strange. Just to check if you've got a TV license or not, if you're paying to be able
okay.
to watch television.
You mean you might be
yeah.
able to watch it without a license, and they're trying to catch people who figured out how to watch it without a license?
Yes. Yes, but this was quite... usually you can watch things on BBC iPlayer or... because that's one of the normal channels. And so when I went on to watch this, it asked me for the TV license. And I thought that's quite weird because I did get the letter for a TV license.
Before they told you couldn't watch it, had you already gotten a letter?
Yeah. That happened about two, 3 days ago. So
right,
it was just funny that, yeah. And then
okay,
I just went
tell
to
you,
go read a few reviews. Sorry,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
read a few
just
reviews
read
of hypernormalization.
Yeah, and then I just didn't want to watch it anymore.
Right.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Adam Curtis, he's done many, many of these documentaries, Century of the Self, a few others. It's conventional. He's like replaying the humanist objections, the alienated objections of the 60s. And And the counterculture, I noticed in this new one, he's going to show the counterculture is part of the same wheel of delusion. So, but it's very conventional, and OJ sent me it, and I started to look at it, and after about 5 minutes, oh, fuck this shit, it's going nowhere. I mean, hyper-normalization. Denormalizing everybody is not what's going on. Everybody has a robotic chemical body because they got other bodies. So you'll find this guy will just, in the end, be complaining and not give any perceptual causes that I'm capable of giving. Yeah, so I wouldn't waste my time
watching
it.
That's a lot of complaining. That's all you see.
Well, here's a good thing to read you. Alan Cabal, we all know, he said back in October a year ago, he said, Americans are looking for a white knight, and Trump is going to be that guy. So he's one of the first to understand the Trump phenomenon well before anybody else. And so here it is a year later. What does he say about the world as it is today and his elections? Now, he's a pretty cynical, pissed-off guy. Remember, he's the guy down there in Florida. He's half crippled. He's got medical problems, and he has to take cannabis. He has to smoke dope, marijuana, or he'll kill people. He knows. It's just an anger in him because he was a childhood actor and this and that, and he was a hustler in the sex world of New York in the 70s and 80s, and he's an Aleister Crowley guy. So he doesn't like people. But as long as he's got his cannabis, he's okay. So he says, So we're at the point now where Trump, he can gloat about how he predicted Trump, but nobody knows in the regular media whether Trump's going to win or not, and you might even think Hillary's going to win. So he has to come up with, well, I was right about Trump, but I thought he'd win, and now he's not winning, so here's what I say. So he says, it no longer matters who wins this election. The deep state, that means the hidden big brother, the stuff that Alex Jones tries to reveal, the stuff me and Ian talk about accurately, the deep state, it's like the deep web, the deep state stands exposed, and American politics can never be the same. Now, Ian just said that when I played whatever I just played, either 5 minutes ago or an hour ago. He said the Politburo is gone. The Android meme, the Politburo of the Android meme has been seen through, and the emperor has no clothes. So Alan Cabal is agreeing with Ion. The deep state stands exposed, and American politics can never be the same. Remember what Ion says, American politics, presidential situation won't happen anymore. So you're right on time here, especially if Trump wins, that'll alter everything about presidential politics. So Alan Cabal is seeing what Ion saw. And American politics can never be the same. The WikiLeaks revelations have torn the mask off of our sham democracy and revealed it as nothing more than a cheap carnival trick, a media spectacle staged by the ruling elite to give the masses the impression that they have some measure of influence over how they're governed. We may now safely retire the phrase conspiracy theorist. Quote, conspiracy theorist, unquote. We may now safely retire the phrase conspiracy theorist promulgated by the CIA and the FBI over 50 years ago to discredit investigative journalists and anyone else paying attention to what was really going on. Indeed, it seems that American government consists entirely of wheels within wheels of various conspiracies, sometimes working in concert, more often contending for leverage and control. Nothing happens by accident. The total corruption of our mainstream media outlets has never been more obvious. See, this is what's great. Corporate print and broadcast outlets have lined up as one in support of the Wall Street candidate, doing their best to ignore and bury credible reports of vote rigging and open election theft, of hired thugs on the campaign payroll dispatched to disrupt opposition rallies. They go 24/7 with sketchy reports. In other words, like Ian says, they'll spend 90 days on one little story about Donald Trump. So he says, they go 24/7 with sketchy reports of classic Rat Pack-style sexist humor. That's, what's the black guy? Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. They were the Rat Pack in JFK's early 60s Camelot world, and the JFK assassination swirled around and in them. So they go 24/7 with sketchy reports of classic Rat Pack-style sexist humor from Donald Trump and ignore the well-documented, off-the-scale sexual depravity of the Clintons. No, depravity of both the Clintons. Now, Cabal, being part of the underground sex world in the 70s and 80s, 90s, he would have access to the prostitutes and whatever, the sex workers that would tell him what was really going on, who was doing what. So he probably is speaking of knowledge of Hillary, too. And then he cites the great Italian director Pier Paolo Pasolini, who was murdered. He was a gay guy, murdered in the mid-70s, maybe because of Freemasonic P2 shenanigans. So he did a movie called Salo, S-A-L-O. So Cabal is pretty hip on his culture inventory. He says, Pier Paolo Pasolini's Salo, S-A-L-O, is a pretty good glimpse into the private lives of the ruling elite. It was good enough that they had him murdered for it. I'll have to look up the date for Salo. Maybe that was why he got murdered. An American remake can't be too far off, given how totally out of ideas Hollywood is these days. So he suggests Matthew McConaughey as Jeffrey Epstein. I'm just reading an article on Jeffrey Epstein now. I'll do it when the show ends at 11. I'll finish the article. The most corrupt billionaire guy that hosts everybody for their raping of 12-year-olds. Starring Matthew McConaughey as Jeffrey Epstein and Harry Dean Stanton as Bill Clinton, maybe Corey Feldman as Vince Foster. I'll bet Roseanne Barr would just love to play Hillary. Then he says, the most horrifying thing about this election is that we're going to have to listen to one of these two gas bags for at least 4 years. So even though he predicted the white knight phenomenon of Trump, you know, a year ago, I'm assuming he didn't identify with Trump. He wasn't for Trump. He was just saying a Trump kind of person will show up now, and he's not impressed with what he says. But that's what Ayn says today. Trump just realized lately that nobody likes him. He's just the guy who's got to get rid of Hillary. And then it's a question about how much he's embedded into the Wall Street. So the most horrifying thing about this election, says Cabal, is that we're going to have to listen to one of these two gas bags for at least 4 years, barring an aneurysm or some other miracle. It doesn't bother me at all that Trump gets his sexual politics from Frank Sinatra, who was part of the Rat Pack. Remember how Ayn said we're replaying the 60s here when Obama came in? There's a 60s thing here with the Trump phenomenon. I'm far more troubled by the fact that Hillary Clinton apparently gets hers from Elizabeth Bathory. Let's look that up. Who's Elizabeth Bathory? A serial killer. Was a serial killer from the Bathory family of nobility in the Kingdom of Hungary. That's 1560. She was born and died in 1614. So, very interesting in light of what I said earlier tonight. I'm far more troubled by the fact that Hillary Clinton apparently gets her sexual politics from Elizabeth Bathory, a serial killer. It's too easy to imagine her bathing in the blood of tortured virgins. It's too easy to imagine her bathing in the blood of tortured virgins. Trump is a character out of a Billy Wilder movie. That's in a guy director in the 60s, say. The Clintons are a couple out of an early John Waters film. Yes, like the one that had Divine in it, Pink Flamingos, 1973, where Divine, who's a trans... What do you call it? Not the operation. I guess transvestite, I guess. So in her film, John Waters' notorious film in 73, she ends the film eating dog shit. This dog shit right in front of her, she puts her hand down, scoops it up, and eats it. That's how the movie ends. So the Clintons are a couple out of an early John Waters film. And basically, you know, white trash reality. It's basically Professor Harold Hill versus Norma Desmond for the privilege of presiding over the total collapse of the American Empire. And that's what Ayn seems to be saying, except for the Chinese factor. So who's Professor Hill? Did I mute anybody? No, people can talk. Oh, here's a blocked person. Who's that? Anonymous, blocked. See, I'm muting you, unmuting you. You want to speak?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Who's this? Who's this?
Sophia.
Oh, Ophelia. Sorry, Ion's not here.
Sorry, Ion's not here.
A little late. But anyway, Ed, I'm going to mute you because you got car traffic. Are you driving in your car?
Driving in your car? No, I'm near the
area. You what?
I'm near myself.
You what?
I'm near myself.
Oh, subway. Okay, subway. All right. Okay, so Professor Hillary, what's it? Harold Hill. Who's that? The Music Man. A musical. A musical man. The Music Man is a musical with book music lyrics by Meredith Wilson based on a story by Wilson and Franklin Lacey. The plot concerns con man Harold Hill. Okay, so he's saying that Bill's a con man who poses as a boys band organizer and leader and sells band instruments and uniforms to the naive Iowa townsfolk promising to train the members of the new band. But Harold is no musician and plans to skip town without giving any music lessons. Prim librarian and piano teacher Marion sees through him, but when Harold helps her younger brother overcome his lisp and social awkwardness, Marion begins to fall in love. Harold risks being caught to win her. Harold risks being caught to win her. Okay, so that's him. So Trump's a con man and Norma Desmond. I knew who Norma Desmond was. I can't remember what he said, but he mentioned privately what I think. Norma Desmond. Okay, Sunset Boulevard, 1950 American film noir, written by Billy Wilder. Okay, it was named after the boulevard that runs through L.A. and Beverly Hills, California. The film stars William Holden as Joe Gillis, an unsuccessful screenwriter, and Gloria Swanson as Norma Desmond, a faded, silent film star who draws them into her fantasy world where she dreams of making a triumphant return to the screen. All right, so Hillary is this old has-been trying to have a comeback as president. Well, that's pretty good. Okay, so he says, the Clintons are a couple out of an early John Waters film. It's basically Professor Harold Hill versus Norma Desmond for the privilege of presiding over the total collapse of the American empire. If Trump wins, we might avoid a nuclear confrontation with Russia and finally rid ourselves of George Soros. He might reinstate Glass-Steagall. That would bring back the more power for the working class. If Clinton wins, that's an old act that got taken out and then derivatives world took over. If Clinton in the 90s, I think. If Clinton wins, I suspect that there'll be a movement to repeal the 19th Amendment as soon as we emerge from the bomb shelters. So he's saying Clinton will bring a war, we'll have to hide in the shelters, then we'll come out and we'll repeal the right for women to have the vote. Now, if that doesn't make anybody laugh here, is there anybody here? Hey, cannot you people say something?
Yeah, realistic.
Okay, you're fascinated by the logic.
Yes, I think it's brilliant. That's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant article you're reading. That's fantastic. I love his prose. Two airbags.
dig his conclusion. So, if Clinton wins, we'll repeal the suffragette vote stuff from the 1910 or 20 when women got the vote. Men will realize, holy shit, what a mistake that was. But then he says it doesn't matter if Trump wins. He tells a few what might happen. If Clinton wins, the women will lose the vote. And then he goes, it doesn't matter. The deep state has been exposed. And that's what Ion's saying. The mainstream media is merely the public relations wing of the military-industrial complex. It's all lies and theater. Bad theater. Then he says, I'm stockpiling guns and ammo, cigarettes, toilet paper, and vodka. Lots of sardines and beans of every shape, size, and description. Quart jars of cannabis oil. I'm sharpening my knives. The wheels are coming off this country. Refugee clowns haunt the strip malls and back roads of the suburbs, silent and terrifying. Distant echoes of calliopes and the smell of horse shit. What's a calliope, Carolyn? What's that? A plant. Calliope. Maybe that's a musical instrument. Yeah, it's a musical instrument. It produces sound by sending a gas, originally steam or more compressed air. And let's see. large whistles, originally locomotive whistles, so corny sound making. So he's saying distant echoes of corny sound makers and the smell of horseshit will be in the strip malls and suburbs. The circus, now he worked in the circus in the 90s, and he wrote a column a couple weeks ago saying the major Manhattan circus, which he says is an excellent circus, is going bankrupt. So he wrote an open letter to Sir Richard Branson, JW's buddy, to give some money to the circus and bring it back. Because it's an important experience for young people. So now he's saying the circus is gone. So looks like his letter didn't get any worse. The circus is gone and it isn't coming back. They're stranded here, meaning the circus is they're stranded here with us now. They're stranded here with us now, and the ending won't be pretty. Well, it will be for us, but he's the spokesman for the 99% victims, the 99%ers, the victims of the Android meme. That's what he is, Greg. Articulate, humorous, and perceptive, but still...
Well, really amazing. Not, where does he publish? Where does he publish his stuff?
Well, you might like it. It's splicetoday.com, S-P-L-I-C-E, like film splice. Today. Splicetoday.com,
yep.
Which is run by Russ Smith, who created the New York Press in New York from 88 to 2011. He sold it after 9/11, 2002, because he lived down in Soho, and he saw the buildings collapse, and he just felt that terrorism might get worse. He didn't want his children growing up there, and he had just become a millionaire and all that, so he moved back to his hometown Baltimore or something like that. But he has created this website with all kinds, just like the New York Press, young good writers get to write, you know, in his thing. Yeah. And Cabal wrote for him in the 90s and interviewed me, but then didn't publish it because the editor decided that they didn't know what I was about. They couldn't figure out what it was, the purpose of Alan interviewing me. But I got interested in Alan when I read his first time I read him. He said that McLuhan was the Andy Warhol of big physics. That's a really accurate, tremendously good statement. So I got in touch with him. We became acquaintances. And so he wrote for the paper in the late 90s, early 2000s. Then when new owners came in, I guess he didn't get to write much. And then he left New York in 2005 and spent 8 years out in California. So now he's back in Florida. So meanwhile, Russ, I don't know when Splice Today, maybe I could look it up, when they got this online, let's say 3, 4, 5 years ago, he's doing New York Press Online, where, you know, he has all these neat writers. So I recommend you want neat, short articles. Splice Today seems to be pretty good.
Splice.
About looking interesting things in people's daily lives, like, I don't know, just what's going on in your neighborhood, different stuff, and... all from, well, different points of view. So Cabal is an old friend of Russ Smith, known as his weekly column in the New York Press was called Mugger. And it was interesting, his take on politics. So what am I saying? So that's what it is, splicetoday.com. Look it up. All
yeah,
kinds
I am.
Of different
issues. I am.
If you want quick reads in the interval. Okay, so what... So what he's saying is exactly what we just heard Ian said. The Politburo, that's the deep state, the industrial media complex, has been exposed, and that's what is going to put Trump through the gate. The people's disgust with what they've witnessed in the post-global theater. You know?
Yeah, but, I mean, what disgust are they going to be exposed to? Because the media, all they're doing is throwing Trump out on the street, and anything that comes out, you know, derogatory about Clinton is on page 36. I mean...
Yeah, but no, I'm saying the people... Ian is saying that there's large numbers of American citizens who've had enough with this charade. They agree exactly with Alan Cabal. You know?
Okay,
and they,
right.
they don't care about Trump. They just know he's kind of equipped to do his independent campaign and get rid of Hillary. So that's what's going to vote. And I guess the deep state will be shocked that all our propaganda didn't work. That's if Trump wins. I'm not saying Trump's going to win. I don't like to think about it. I don't think follow it that closely, what's going on. I enjoy Ion's take on it all. And it'd be a lot of fun, from my perspective, that Trump gets in. Way more fun than Hillary. Hillary's too boring. But if Trump gets in, as someone was telling me, he ain't going to even be able to form a cabinet.
Well,
who the fuck's he going to get? Nobody wants to be associated with him, unless they're criminals or something. I don't know who. But it's going to be so much entertainment. It would just, you just have to look at it a little bit, right? Look at the headlines, and that's enough. You don't have to fucking read the details. Unless someone like Alan Cabal, who gives a comprehensive view. He's always spanning the top history events of the last 50 years. He jumps around, and he has a good memory of it all.
Sure.
So, you're reading along about some circus in New York, and all of a sudden he'll bring up the Kennedy assassination. So it's very much like the way I talk and think in terms of all over the map. Right?
Sure. Well, I don't know. Everybody, I think, forgets that once somebody becomes president, he has handlers, and it's not as if the fucking person walks into the presidency and says, okay, everybody's going to eat bacon and eggs in the morning. It just doesn't work that way, right?
Well, what's interesting. That's what Hillary believes. Everybody supposedly believes the practical. I understand that government's a slow process, but relatively sane, and it's very complex. Zappa, when he ran for president, he said he discovered that the presidential election is a Byzantine process.
That's what Susanna was saying, that her people said. It's complex, we're too stupid to understand it.
Yeah, and that's the standard bullshit, forget it. We don't need that practical common sense. That people have all kinds of common sense things to say about medicine, Carol, why mainstream medicine is correct. Surgery is the way to go, blah, blah, all that stuff, because doctors are right to be on a pedestal with the stupid population. It can be different. You have a new way to bypass what's called casuistry. CASUISTRY. It's sophistic, convoluted justifications for the status quo, right? So you have a way, we have a way of piercing through that. Well, Trump's doing that politically. He's bypassing those sane bourgeois arguments about why we must put up with the lesser of two evils. But the world is way past that, and Trump's bringing it up the stage. He's just acting like Greg and Ginny and everybody does online in forums. People shout, yell, and swear at each other all the time. Greg and Ginny, maybe you don't have any time to do it, but do you know what I mean, Greg?
Sure.
The average sort of what's the word, decor, the average propriety, the average ambience, the average way you comport yourself on YouTube or whatever, where you make comments, it's just total anarchy and rudeness, right? Well, sure. You get a guy expressing that, because that's the present. That's the way American citizens live today. Fucking typing, pumping, and blogging, and insulting anything they want to, right? So, why do you think that's not going to affect general consciousness? And then the president becomes the figurehead for general consciousness. So he's acting, he's a Twitter guy. He just interrupts, he doesn't wait for any prose statement, he just emotionally reacts, or fakes emotion. Indignant. Did you see I saw the little summary of the debate. She's talking. He goes, "What a horrible person." Talks over you. She's a horrible woman. he's not even addressing the issue. He's just doing like someone tweeting. Right?
I was watching a short clip too. And that's all basically he did, just attack whatever she was saying or, making comments.
He didn't attack it. He didn't attack the argument, he attacked her. He says, "What a crooked person. What a horrible person." He just kept insulting the phenomenon of Hillary Clinton, which is pretty outrageous, isn't it, for her to act that way? But it actually gives him charisma for a lot of people. But they don't like him, but they said, "Shit, this guy's tough enough. He doesn't give a damn. Maybe he will bypass the Wall Street cage." Now, they say there's a... Maybe you know about this, Ophi. I don't know. What's your name? You're OPH on the chat line. Oh, wait. I muted you. So who was talking there? Was that Jan?
No, that was me.
Doesn't sound. Yeah, Ophie. I don't know your name, Ophie. What is it? Ophelia, right. So, Ophelia, I just read you've got a Donald Trump running the Philippines. Do you know about this guy? Maybe she's gone. Her phone's still there. Anyways, the new head of
Philippines. The Philippines, a fucking basket case, man. Oh, my God.
You're looking great. That's what they say about Trump. See, you're showing your cultural bias there. This guy, he says, I think they accuse him of being a dope runner or something, and he says, come on, bring your proof. Blah, blah, blah. He's challenging everybody all over the world to fucking try to arrest him.
Well, no, the Philippines president, what he did was he gave free rein to go out and kill any drug dealers or drug abusers.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Right.
So crime is down 10% and homicide is up 60%. So it's
right, because everybody's taking out their personal revenges under the cover of it, right?
That's right.
That's like
that's
the
right.
Purge.
They're shooting their friends or enemies,
yep.
Soon to be enemies.
Exactly. Exactly.
I had said it's going to be like the Purge.
Right, right. Now, that's a good point. He's doing Trump in America before Trump gets here, Greg. That's what,
yep, that's
you know, shooting ahead, drive-by stuff.
Yep,
that's
exactly
how
what's
going on. See, the chemical body can't take this wealth of experience that all the chip bodies and other bodies offer. It's having a huge identity crisis. This basically said life is horrible and just start shooting. Look at Alan Cabal. He's getting his gun and preparing to bunker it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be careful without worrying about it that you don't get in the crossfire.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was on a boat cruise, and I went to get a massage, and one of the girls was Filipino, and I said, oh, when was the last time you were back at home? And, oh, you know, a month ago or something like that. Oh, my God, you should have seen the picture she was painting. It was like just your average American person going, oh, no, everything's great here, you know, the police are marvelous, and law and order is being maintained. And I just like, well, what am I fucking listening to here? So, of course,
in other words,
all
she
things,
didn't tell you what was going on in the Philippines?
No, exactly. Everything was fantastic. Oh, my gosh, it was perfect at home. Everything was great.
So well, how about this else, way? Maybe it is for her, Greg. She's
exactly.
Got a gig in America. She's got
mm-hmm.
some money. She can go back home, and she's in her bubble of positive, quote, I hate that phrase, positive attitude, but some kind of bubble of not attracting negativity to her.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah,
you want to hear the bad news, Greg. Yeah, you just expose yourself.
Exactly.
You're a fucking 99%er, man. Greg's fucked up,
exactly.
Man. Greg's
yes,
not offending at all.
Yes, yes,
he wants to hear, while he's getting massaged, he wants to hear bad news. Well, Greg.
You
didn't learn something, Greg. I am shocked.
There you go. Oh, well.
I think we're going to fire you, Greg. You know, that's, you just said 100% the wrong something. You're pissed off at her for not being negative. Great. Wait, even Eliza's loving this. Eliza loves, she's got schadenfreude. She likes to watch everybody else get fucking raked over the head with my eye on.
No, I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing? Have you no sympathy
I'm
for
laughing.
Greg?
No, of course. I love Greg. I'm laughing because, for all we know, that girl must have just been in denial or just, you know, sometimes they lie. They want to paint a pretty picture.
I know, but I'm taking a new angle. He's great. He's going to now incorporate.
I think the cruise line probably scripts them and tells them they're not supposed to talk negative to the
Oh, is that where Greg got his massage?
Mm-hmm.
Was on the cruise, Greg? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's a good point, Carol. I never thought of that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're scripted. You know how everything else is scripted.
Well, you're not ascended, Greg.
That's
you're
right.
Not perceptive. That's why you never thought of it. You're just going around in a little cloud.
Oh.
Little
I think
cloud
I was just being completely, I was completely mesmerized by the massage and just open to all suggestions.
Yeah, good way, Greg. It's not going to make it, Greg. Go to the back of the class, Greg.
Brainwashing.
You're lucky you're the only one here worth talking. I wouldn't talk to you. But it's not worth talking. The only one who will talk. We can't stand listening to Eliza. The cold is, it's terrible listening to the cold. But
play some on.
I'm sure Sean has a lot to say. Yeah. Let's give Sean one more attempt to entertain us. Okay, Sean.
Bob, by the way, on ionandbob.com, there's another.
We can't
article.
Even make out what you're saying. It's all congested, Eliza.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, so the Ed also posted another article on Splice today. It's by a different author. I didn't get a chance to read it, but maybe you would want to read it.
Okay, let me look at it. Let's see. Some of those articles that Ed posts are ones I find, like the one by Michael Wolff, which was really good. I don't know if you read that, Greg. Adults playing with dolls? That the article? No, that's video.
No. Go further down.
The Trump tapes. That's the one by Michael Wolff. I don't see. I saw all these. I don't see Clinton's war on women. That one?
No. Keep going down. Let me see. It's called "There's Little Hope" by Todd Phoebe. Splice today.
Okay, how can that be further down? Because I've seen all those yesterday. The new one has to be,
he put it up on Thursday the 20th, so maybe it's back.
Okay, it's an older one. Okay, so how do you, well, you got to find older posts. Oh, yeah, there's Little Real Hope. Oh, that article, I sent him that one. I read that. That's about the what was that about? They select people before the election to be in the cabinet, right? Wait a minute. No. Wait a minute. No, maybe this is a different one. Oh, this is from Splice Today. Note that.
Yeah.
This is an example of a good Splice Today article. So what is his point? This was sort of like a libertarian view. So it ends with him putting the pieces back together is going to be very tricky, perhaps impossible, after a year when the Republicans couldn't even find a vice presidential candidate who agrees with the presidential candidate about much. The neoconservatives openly fled to the Clinton camp and many pro-business mercantilist types with them. Former Republican governors became the Libertarian ticket, invited others to follow them, and religious conservatives were rightly shamed into near silence for cozying up to a foul-mouthed, thieving, sexual harassing, egomaniac who violates all their purported ethical standards. Still, I prefer ideological combat to the much greater damage looming on the horizon. The pretense that we have now achieved consensus and that all right-thinking, good-hearted people know Clinton and her innumerable cronies across the globe are leading us into a better, tightly managed, rational, constantly surveilled, occasionally droned tomorrow that only retrograde apes such as Trump would ever question. Clinton's great weakness is thinking that if she just mouths a few platitudes and bland excuses, everyone will play along. I hope we don't do that anymore. So he's pissed off at the whole, he's depressed at the whole fiasco. And he thinks, he doesn't think there's any hope. Wait a minute, that's "Who Murdered the Republican Party" is the name of the article. But the way Ed titles it, there's little real hope. That's not the title of the article. It's "Who Murdered the Republican Party." So Ed added that, but I guess that's what it means to him. Little real hope. Well, it doesn't matter. We humanity is, if you're not hooked into Dobbstown, you're fucking pissed off, depressed, fucked up. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? That's that simple. And, Carolyn just keeps getting one amazing testimonial. Do you want to do that neat testimonial or you want to save for Monday, Carolyn?
Yeah, maybe this is a good time, good place for it.
To rehearse it. Listen to this testimonial. From Restructure, Carolyn, or all your products?
The Complement formulas. It is... Okay. From a woman, 71-year-old woman. I have to tell you something that REMAG has done for me besides stopping my heart irregularities, which is big enough in itself. And as this is so personal, it's not something you want to tell just anyone. But since it's you, and then she goes on, for a number of decades, I was unable to make love with my husband due to an episiotomy scar right up to my cervix. Anyway, after a year or more, as I can't remember when I first started REMAG, using just a half teaspoon in water every night, I've been able to make love for months now to our mutual great delight, as you may imagine. I wonder how many other women have experienced this phenomena. I wanted to let you know this for quite some time, but actually been embarrassed about saying it in other formats. Aloha. So I said, yeah, awesome story. I'll be talking about it on the radio show without using your name. I said, I've had women tell me they've been able to achieve orgasm on REMAG. And I said, I think in your case, REMAG took care of the pain, relaxed the muscles around the vagina, and likely helped dissolve calcium in the episiotomy scar. And then, LOL, all that was just a half a teaspoon. Just think what more would do.
She says that. No,
I said.
You said LOL.
Yeah. So there you go, folks.
Now that's a pretty obscure, difficult problem, and our stuff fixed that. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, she wouldn't even, you know, go to a doctor, and you can't go to a doctor and have them fix that. You know, if they did more surgery, it would just get worse. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
71 years old.
Mm-hmm. You're 71,
young.
Wow.
71 years young. So, yeah, Bob, thanks.
And it's sad that, you know, they couldn't have sex for decades. What mm-hmm. kind of weirdness did that lead to?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they masturbated together. But maybe she couldn't even rub her genitals. Right, Carol? Would you be able to masturbate?
I think it's more the entrance, you know. He couldn't... It was too painful for him to enter.
Oh. She's too tight.
Tight and sore.
But could she rub that for masturbatory purposes?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah. Were you able to masturbate for the last 30 years? But that's what's neat about this show. We get intricate, in-depth, subtle medical stories from Carolyn that you won't get on any other couple.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and Tammy Baker couldn't do it. They don't know medicine like that. And then you don't have the breakthroughs of medicine. See, so Carolyn's contribution, it makes this show incredibly unique. We all agree, right? I didn't need to say that.
Yeah, that's why I don't miss the show, our show.
Right? It's always, you would never imagine a testimony like that in all your fucking days, right? You wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't even know about it. And now you just heard something that humans don't even know about.
You human.
And then you heard that it got fixed. Well, what do you think of that, Greg?
I'm amazed that that would fix something like that. I mean, just a little bit of magnesium. My gosh, she must have gone, why didn't I find this earlier?
Yeah.
They all do that. But it also could be the effect of the drops and the eye cell doing things on the body that we don't know about.
I think she's just on REMAG, Bob.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, you said complete products, but now you...
Yeah, no, when I read it, it's just a half a teaspoon of REMAG. But I think we got to keep saying it's not just magnesium. It is therapeutic magnesium in a stabilized ionic form that does something that no other magnesium can do.
Yeah, you should have that in your new book, that whole bunch of words.
Yeah,
miracle. The stabilized magnesium, ionized, the isotope, fucked up, blah, blah, blah. Miracle.
Yeah.
That should be your title. Then people won't just buy normal magnesium.
Yeah, because they read me talking about magnesium and just go to the store and buy something and it doesn't work. But, you know, enough people they come around and say, oh, she's talking about Remag. And now, actually, we have Remag on Amazon, so people can go and see it on Amazon.com, because Ginny just gets so annoyed with seeing my book on Amazon. And beside my book were, you know, creepy people's magnesium. So she said, look, we just get your Remag up there. And sure enough, I went on today and looked at Magnesium Miracle. Let me just find it. See if it's still there.
That's true.
And right beside the book was Remag.
Perfect.
You know how they'll say, people who bought this bought that. And there it is.
Yeah.
Customers who bought this item also bought boom.
Also bought what?
Boom. Remag. Mm. See, come here, Bob. Get your ass out of your chair. Move over.
I'm walking over people. Follow me. The camera's following me over to the other.
He stumbles over. Look, there's people bought this book, this book, this book, and Remag.
Oh, I see. They buy books triggered by you?
Well, you know, if in their cart they have Magnesium Miracle and some other things, one of the other things is Remag.
Yeah, well, they got books, and it's a non-book.
I know, but they have lots of products. Amazon sells millions of things, but see, read here. It says, Pico Ionic Liquid Magnesium by RNA Reset, formulated by Dr. Carolyn Dean for complete absorption, no laxative.
Do you like all those words?
Yeah. Ginny and Chad made sure they got the words right.
Yep. Okay, well, let's go back to Paris. You guys have nothing more to say about the non-issues of the day, so we go to some real earthquake experiences. Let's see. I should put this, I'm going to put the cabal thing. Do you look at the chat line, Greg?
No, I wasn't, Bob.
Okay, well, I just put in the link to that article, to the cabal article, and then you can...
Yeah.
Follow splicetoday.com.
Is that his latest article?
Yeah. It was just done the other day. What is it? October 21st, Friday. He usually submits on Friday. And there's, wait a minute. Let's see if we can go back to his archive. It might be interesting to read the October article where he predicted Trump. What is the context for that? So,
you're meaning October 2015, right?
Yeah. So what do? You put in this. So there's all his articles. What's the date on that one? The bottom of the list. Okay, April 8, 2016. So I've got to find 2015. Do they offer that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe put the date in. What's so funny?
Reading the chat line.
That doesn't bring up anything. How do you find his stuff?
Could you Google his name and Trump and see if that works?
Yeah, I don't know if it goes out onto Google. Maybe I could try that, though.
Yeah, I gotta hang up, Bob. I gotta get up in the morning and get packed. Doing some traveling for the next couple of days. But thanks, Carolyn.
Right.
Thanks, Bob, for everything. Appreciate it, guys. Really good stuff.
Can't
wait
for
the
next
Thanks, Greg. Have fun.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Good night.
Good night. No, it doesn't bring them up if you just do a general Google. So, how do you get his,
may I say something?
Yes.
Yes.
Bob,
yeah,
I'd like to know how come, this part of the world are not being able to receive any more compliment products from you guys?
What do you say to that, Carol? Have you talked to Ginny about it?
Yeah, but seems to have a problem shipping over here.
Mm, she said that?
Yes, Melody.
Melody, so what do you say to that, Carol?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it, but, you know, a lot of countries are clamping down on supplements coming from other countries. They want people to buy within their country. So, yeah, there's a real, I don't know, clamp down. Even, in Canada, we've noticed it. But I didn't know. You're in the Philippines, right, Ophelia?
No, Malaysia.
Oh, Malaysia. Ah, right. No, that I don't even know. But what you do is email Ginny directly because she deals with all the shipping companies. So email support at rnareset.com and ask Ginny directly what her experience is. Okay?
Okay, I will try again. But anyway, I'm very grateful that James is helping me on this too. James from Perth.
What are you saying? You're thanking Ginny for helping you?
No, James from Perth.
James.
Let's see.
Right. We should email Ginny about it too, Carol. I mean, what do they say?
No, Ophelia can email her. It's, Ginny's doing her best.
Three countries are not getting it, Mexico and Costa Rica as well.
What are the three countries?
Costa Rica, Mexico, and Malaysia.
And you don't know, is there a definition of why that is? Did the government say why?
I do not know why. Just that they're having problem with the post.